Okay. The first theme they brought up was obsolescence means gone. That's the normal reason.
But nothing's ever gone, according to Ion.
Well, we'll get to that. The background to this is that when you say something's obsolete, it's removed from the theater of activity. It's like gone. Mm-hmm. But McLuhan pointed out that obsolescence meant, like, the automobile is obsolete when the television comes in. The television is how people travel. It's their new vehicle. So it obsolesces the formation, the hidden ground that's forming people's latest perceptions. The more powerful new environment is television. So the car is obsolesced. So what happens to the car? You get more and more cars. When something's obsolesced, you get more of it.
Mm.
You could say it goes commercial and it's mass marketed. So when the printed book came in, it obsolesced the manuscript, but there was a lot more handwriting, which is how you made manuscripts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the technical way obsolescence is used with McLuhan. How Ion means it is another matter. When Ion is saying that things are obsolesced and retrieved, to bring the retrieval factor fits into what you're saying, Carolyn, that nothing ever goes away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just put off to the side, and your attention or the collective attention is on something else.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
like a kid, you know, when you're out of a kid's sight, they forget about you, and then you peek
out
back,
sight,
and they're all excited.
Mind.
Oh, it's back! Woo-hoo!
Right. So this, so Ion,
out of sight,
when you say,
out of mind.
Yeah. So and out of hearing. So
yeah.
Ion, when you say something's obsolescent and retrieved, are you leaning towards McLuhan's definition of obsolescence, that it is more prominent and noticeable in its obsolesce phase, and if it's noticeable, then it's not really operating on you on the deeper, the formative, what we call constituent level.
Well, yes, and the example of that would be how the telephone was originally created. There was no dialing, okay?
Right.
And so you would pick up the receiver, you'd spin the ringer, and you'd get connected, okay, with the party that you'd like to speak to. Or then you got on into the party line where you shared a line. Then you went to the place where everybody had their own number or rotary dial that you dialed a number, and you hadn't come up with a better word for that yet. Then you go into keying numbers, and then everybody has 200 numbers between their cars and their multi-house lines and their cell phones and their Skype lines and the lines of lines, and it's like you ran out of telephone numbers, which was just ridiculous, the thought of running out of telephone. There are more telephone numbers than there are people.
Right, so there's an example of obsolescence, meaning many. Wait, Ion. So you're pointing out that obsolescence, you mean the McLuhan point, that there's more of something when it's obsolesce?
Yeah, and we hadn't got to that part yet, yes. So now it's gotten to the point where they haven't come up since. They haven't obsolesced dialing a telephone number, that you soon will go back obsolesce dialing, and you'll go back to the where it was in the beginning with a telephone, where you just speak and you get with whom you'd like to connect.
Right. Okay, so that's a retrieved. And
so when it's retrieved, it's just like it was, but different.
Right, and that's the main point you're making, you know, the obsolescence and retrieval. The subset McLuhan point is that there's more telephone numbers now than there ever were because telephones are obsolete.
Well, it'd be like in the 60s talking about someone having more than one television set. It's ridiculous.
And that's right, good example. And what we mean by telephones being obsolete is people don't use phones. They use, like the young kids don't use cell phones, they use texting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you'll soon come into a place where there's nothing to dial. It'll just be you speak with whom you'd like to connect, and this will be, you'll get into a good, bad version in the sci-fi series of Caprica, where you say the name, and then there they are.
That speech recognition will be a factor in that. Speech recognition.
Well, that's where it was. That's where it started. Watson, get in here and help me.
Right.
That's where it began. But that's been obsolesced, and then you come back to it, and when it's retrieved, it's different, and yet the same. Now, let's go into this.
Ion, let me see a pattern right there, just in reference to our esoteric knowledge we get from you. There is a population explosion, or many chemical bodies here on the planet, because the chemical body is obsolesced, because the guff is emptying. There's an example. More and more people right now, right when the chemical body is obsolesced, because we're moving into a new heaven and new earth. Anyway, that's a pattern I'm just throwing there.